Sony admits it was a little slow to respond to exploding batteries. 4 months later, for Tuesday, December 5th, 2006, this is PodTech News. From Ask City's mashup of maps and search to newspapers around the country, the business model is all about staying local. This is PodTech News, coming to you from somewhere on Earth. This is PodTech News. It's December 5th, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. Search is hard, especially if you want to replicate what the brain is capable of doing, that is, honing in on specific results with little data. But that's way down the road. At issue now, for a company like IAC Interactive's Ask.com, it's trying to reinvent itself as a little search engine that could. Catherine Girardot has this story.
Oakland-based search engine Ask.com launched a new local search product today, Ask City. Doug Leeds, Vice President of Products with Ask.com.
Ask City combines four search engines, really, into one. You can search for local businesses, you can search for events, you can search for movies, and you get maps and directions all from the same platform.
Ask.com, which was acquired by Barry Diller's IAC Interactive Corporation last year, had less than 3% of all local searches in July, according to research firm Comscore Networks. So there's a little room for growth there. And according to Nielsen Net Ratings, Ask is growing, if not in local search, at least in search overall. The survey company showed Ask in second place among the top five search engines in growth of U.S. searches in October. It seems obvious that local search would be monetized mostly with targeted local advertising, but Ask City has been launched ad-free. Doug Leeds.
We wanted to sort of break that model apart and say, let's do what's right for people who are looking for information, and then worry about the business model behind that second.
Now, I think the killer app for this service would be to have it on your mobile phone or in your car. Is Ask City going to be integrated with Ask Mobile?
It'll be happening next year.
Some non-U.S. users of the product have complained that Ask is only U.S.-based, to which Doug Leeds said,
you know, we focus on the United States. We look to leverage a lot of the content that we have within the IAC family that's mostly focused on the United States and want to solve one problem at a time.
In Menlo Park, I'm Catherine Girardot, PodTech News.
CNBC is sporting a revamped look now that its MSN money contract has expired. The five-year Microsoft content-sharing arrangement expired at the end of the second quarter. Before that, CNBC functioned more autonomously as a subsidiary of NBC. As with so many other existing media outlets, CNBC is producing more video, adding to the momentum behind a noticeable migration to online video sites. Cable news isn't the only medium adapting to the online landscape. With new revenue from online ad sales, newspapers may start to look more and more like the web. The undeniable fact for local papers is that they are expensive and old-fashioned. On the other hand, as the online community's interest proves, they have a real advantage because they are so local. We may start to see the sort of micro-coverage that armies of mostly young, highly mobile reporters armed with cell phones, cameras, and laptops might be able to provide. There's something fishy at MySpace, that's fishy with a PH, and it's using a nasty worm on that social networking site. PodTech's Matt Kelly reports.
Security analysts are calling it an amazingly virulent attack that steals login credentials and spreads spam from adware sites using an embedded QuickTime movie. The movie uses JavaScript code to overlay a bogus menu on a MySpace profile. Links in the user's page are then replaced with those to a phishing site, and a copy of the malicious video is embedded, so other users who visit this newly infected profile may then have their own profile infected as well. Once a profile is infected, the worm then sends spam to other people in the user's contact list. Experts say an infected profile can be identified by an empty QuickTime video or modified links in the MySpace header section or both. Concerned users can view a screenshot of the fake login page at WebSense. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.
Sony president Ryogi Chubachi admitted that the company may have been a little slow to respond to the firm's exploding battery problem last summer. The ensuing recall cost the manufacturer more than $500 million, and it has depleted resources from major initiatives like the rollout of Sony's PlayStation 3. Still, the Sony PS3 continues to make headlines around its high demand and short supply. TiVo's anti-piracy software has been cracked. As one website writer noted, it's as simple as converting a TiVo file to a normal MPEG file using an open-source decoder. It's bound to get even easier, but for now, the hack brings to non-Windows folks some of the convenience other users have had for a long time. Blogs are full of speculation about how TiVo will respond, whether it will pause, rewind, or move forward. The company can spend its resources to fix the crack, or it can proceed with its arguably more exciting initiatives for multi-room viewing and the next steps in high definition. It's holiday season, and the big question once again is, what's the perfect gift for that special someone? A PS3? A TiVo? Something else? Michael Klinger has the answer in the stat of the day.
I'll be with you in a second. I'm just counting out some change I had in my pocket. If I have more than $3 here, I can spend 2 minutes talking to you about this survey. Okay, looks like I have about $2.85, but I won't split hairs. This new survey says that consumers value their time at about $1.50 per minute. That's why nearly 70% of consumers will hang up if you put them on hold on the phone. It's also why 6 out of 10 shoppers will abandon an online purchase if it takes too long, and even regular old checkout lines are enough to send more than half of consumers packing. So that brings us to the perfect gift. It's time. But you can't really buy time, or anyway, if you can, you probably can't wrap it. So products that help people maximize their time, or help them to multitask, might be good this season. I've personally got some pretty neat ideas, ones for an exercise bike slash microwave oven. I'm also thinking of a car with a built-in shower and dinner plates that you can write on. The real winners this season, however, will be marketers who find a way to offer whole time-saving systems. That's why I'm also hard at work on an office, cubicle, sauna, dining room, bed slash fork. A system like that might not be cheap, but it would save almost all of your time, which you could then spend any way you want. With the tech stat of the day, I'm Michael Klinger.
And this final note, the Prime Minister of Finland, Matti Vanhanen, known as the country's sexiest man, recently called it quits with his girlfriend using a text message. They originally met on the internet. That's it for PodTech News, produced by Catherine Girardeau, Matt Kelly, and Michael Klinger. I'm Jason Lopez.